Shane O'Connor.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
8 minutes past eight, so by the end of today then, Premiership rugby side Wasps should own 50% of the Ricoh Arena. Last night, Coventry City Council has sold their shares in ACL Arena Coventry Limited, which is the company that runs the Ricoh, to the club in a private vote. The remaining 50% of the shares in ACL are still held by the Alan Higgs Trust, who've told us that they haven't sold their shares yet. They aren't selling them today, but they will make a statement later today. So hopefully that should become clearer a little bit later on. An hour ago, I had a chat with fan Rob Stevens, who told me that he feels let down by the way the deal has been done.
I think the issue for a lot of fans has been a bit of a sellout by the council, especially when you look back to the deal that was actually on the table 2 years ago, which was very similar, if not better, in buying out the Higgs share than the deal that's gone through now. And we would have, you know, everybody in Coventry, the lawyers, the consultants, the PR firms, made a lot of money, but all this wasted 2 years going to Northampton, we could have avoided that if a similar deal to what has now gone down had been done back then.
Well, let's talk to the leader of Coventry City Council, Anne Lucas, who joins us in the studio. Anne, we're going to talk quick because we've got loads to get through this morning.
Okay.
The fans there, feeling they let down, feeling that this deal that Rob was talking about there could have been done. You had an opportunity to do something which would have been better. But as I pointed out to him, you want to get rid of the Ricoh. This is toxic for you now, isn't it? You've got to get rid of it.
We've never been in the business of running an arena.
That's exactly what you got 50% shares in it. That's exactly what you were in.
Absolutely. And the hope always was from day one that when we took any revenue that came out of it, or at least half with the football club, except, guess what, the football club hadn't got any money, and that's why Higgs put the money in, so that the arena was actually built in the first place, and that's where it all started.
Getting rid of this, we just want to try and nail down what it means. I mean, that means then that you're relinquishing now any operating profit that ACL would have made. Did they make any operating profit? I mean, were you getting revenue in from ACL on an annual basis?
They were washing their face. Washing their face.
So you weren't losing money on it, but you weren't getting anything significant out. So you've not really given anything away in that sense.
No.
You still own the building.
Yep.
And tell me about the 250-year lease. And if you still own the building and you're going to give the Wasps a turn, which is where's the 250 years? It's only a 99-year lease, isn't it? Renewable after 99 years.
Yeah, what this does is it's advantageous to Wasps, as I understand it, in any sort of refinancing, anything they want to do with the business. But what we wanted to do was be absolutely sure that we retain control of the land as well as the building.
Of the asset as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So in terms of all of the running costs of the asset, are you, as a, you know, if a landlord had a tenant in, which is effectively what you've got, isn't it? They are a tenant in your building. They can use that building to do business and make money.
Yeah.
But in some deals, you're responsible for the upkeep of that building, and in others, the tenant would be. What deal has been done with that? Have you got any ongoing costs with the building?
No, tenant has responsibility.
So you walk away with how much in cash?
Oh, now that's a commercially confidential deal.
Is it? I read about £3 million quid yesterday.
Well, I don't know where you've heard it from, but you won't have heard it from the council.
You're not saying?
No, absolutely not. We never break confidences when we sign disclosure agreements, non-disclosures. We just don't.
Yeah, but people would say, why are you signing those non-disclosures anyway? Because this is public money. And whichever way you go out on this one, Anne, you come back on the fact that this is public money and the public has the right to know, surely.
Actually, no. Not when it comes to a commercial deal. We do commercial deals all the time, and I'm not on here every day of the week talking about the value of Marks and Spencers or what was Owen.
Were you saying you have shares in those companies?
We've got shares in not in the companies, but we are landlords. We own lots and lots of buildings.
Right. So you wouldn't break those confidences in that sense?
No, of course not. But because business wouldn't do business with you.
Won't it all come out in the wash at the end of the day when you have to submit accounts for your end of year?
Well, that's as maybe. That's as maybe. But while we have non-disclosure agreements, we're not talking, because we've made that agreement and we honour those agreements.
somebody texted me this morning and said they were really concerned not only that the vote was done in private, but also they felt it was done along party lines as well. I saw the quote somewhere that it was attributed to you. It could have been a newspaper, could have been online, saying either back me or sack me is what we're talking about in the vote. Did you ever say that?
I have never said that. And whoever was writing this malicious, mischievous nonsense would very well know that.
Was it well whipped, this vote?
I mean, no, actually, funnily enough, we had an all-member meeting which went on for 7 hours, and then we broke into two different parties because there's always something you want to say, you don't want somebody else to hear. Mm. And then we took, in the two different groups, we took a vote. I can tell you because the Tory opposition shared with me, we were in total unanimity. There was no need for whipping. Everybody voted for it.
We talked about the football fans at length. The rugby fans obviously are also concerned. I heard a quote that we played in the news. I wrote it down because I thought I just want to make sure that I don't misquote you. You were making sure that the deal is not to the disbenefit of Coventry Rugby Club. How are you going to do that? How are you going to achieve that? Because here they are, they're a giant in their sport coming on their doorstep, and quite rightly, I mean, they're quite concerned that all their fans are going to go and watch higher league football for higher league rugby up the road. How are you going to ensure that it's not to the disbenefit of Coventry Rugby Club?
Well, what we are absolutely clear on is that I'm going to talk silly jargon. That's called primacy. So, for example, Coventry City Football Club will retain primacy at the Ricoh Arena, so they can play their games there on Saturday.
Okay, so that protects them.
Yeah.
That protects
Coventry Rugby Club will retain primacy for their games, so their fixtures aren't going to be affected. Wasps, who tell me that the rugby league is far more flexible than the Football League, and we all know about the Football League, will be quite happy for them to play on Sundays. So, happy days there. And of course...
But it isn't about that, is it?
It isn't
about the fixtures clashing. It's about whether people will go, shall I go and watch Coventry, or shall I go and watch Wasps take on... Yeah. And sorry, Coventry rugby fans, if you're listening, but take on mightier opposition at the Ricoh. They're going to spend their money there, aren't they?
Not necessarily. There's a very loyal fan base. And there's also, as I understand it, and the Oval ball isn't my ball, but as I understand it, sister clubs work like this in lots of places, and it's very successful. Again, as I understand it, with the smaller clubs, with no disrespect to Coventry Rugby Club at the moment, they could be in a position, and this is for rugby people to sort out, but again, after speaking to Derek Richardson and robustly questioning him by all members, he's very keen, as I understand it, to have loan arrangements. If a smaller squad faces injuries, that can make the difference to their season. There's all sorts of opportunities, and I know that Coventry Rugby Club and Wasps will work together to make this work.
I've got to ask you this, because back in January you and I talked, and it was the phrase that stuck in my mind. Have a listen to this.
Just so I can be clear, it's like this. The unencumbered freehold of the stadium is not for sale. It's not possible. And I've had that conversation with Miss Zeppeler on two occasions.
Now, let me just stop you there, just so we're absolutely clear and people understand. When we're talking about the unencumbered freehold,
yes,
you're talking about all of the things on that site, not just the football ground, not just the football pitch, as it were.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that still valid? I mean, because essentially, one of the things on that football ground is the business, ACL. And you sold that.
Yeah, but what we haven't done is sold an unencumbered freehold.
Which is why, to clarify, yeah. So you're talking about all the businesses on that site, and you said, yeah, they're not for sale. What changed?
No, just the bricks and mortar, the freehold, and an encumbered chain would mean that what we'd have to do is say to the casino operators, off you go, the hoteliers, off you go. Compass Catering, off you go. So we would have had to have broken leases with all of those and paid goodness knows how much to leave that place empty, unencumbered. That was never an option, and we could never, ever have countenanced that now.
When I spoke to you in January, did you know? Were you talking to WASPs then? Did you know that?
No, no, I didn't talk to WASPs until, and I had one meeting with them. One meeting back end of July where I went along and was introduced to them, and they took me along because actually it is councillors who make the final decisions. So I met them and said, okay, I understand you're interested. Officers tell me that you're seriously interested. So here's the three conditions. You can't make an offer. We won't accept an offer that in any way is not to the advantage of Coventry City Council taxpayers. We won't accept an offer that means that Coventry City Football Club can no longer play there, and we won't accept an offer that disadvantages Coventry Rugby Club in any way.
Do you think, as a decision that you made, and people are saying this isn't democracy because you made this decision behind closed doors, but I suppose that ultimately, if you're saying that it's neutral in what it does, i.e. you get the money back that you spent, you're not losing any revenue, is that the reason? I mean, do you see that democracy hasn't been done? I mean, could you have put this to the people of the city and said, what do you think? I mean, you could have done, couldn't you?
Yeah, we could have a referendum, one a week on, we could have had one on the swimming pool, we can have one on the football club, we'll have another one next week. £150,000 a time. Now, you either have democratic elections where people tell you who they are and what they are, and you then trust them to do the right thing. I said it yesterday in council, I'll say it again. Coventry councillors are Coventry people. We pay council tax. We worry about the potholes. We worry about our football club. We are your neighbours. We don't live on another planet. So 54 people, all very different, with different political views, came together yesterday and, in the interests of Coventry, thought, you know what? This is the best deal we're going to get. That's a very expensive lawn up there, and it's not used enough.
What will you do with the money? And by that, that isn't a flippant question. What I mean is, the money that you get back now in cash, is that going to go into reserves and be reinvested? And if it is, will you be more cautious about what you invested into?
We're going into now talking about next year's budget. Over the next 3 years, we'll have had another £60 million cut from our budget by this government. We're not in the business, and I can't say to you today, oh, well, whatever we get will go on A, B and C. People have already started talking about that.
You're not going to put it in reserves and reinvest. It's not part of a reinvestment programme.
Well,
it's actually going to go into the running of
the council. There will be discussion on that, because there are those who think it should, those who think, and democratically we'll have a discussion about that.
Anne, as always, thank you so much for coming in this morning and explaining your position. I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
Leader of Coventry City Council, Anne Lucas, joining us on the show.